The Oddities of the Island Representative by Emphil Rackham. Read by Aether.
Black Glass.
The Lord of La Mancha.
God of Laundry Baskets.
Orshata.
And Little Red Robin Hood.
Chapter 1.
Summary.
Tom Nook thinks, as the island representative comes into the tent. It's just past 2 a.m. Timmy and Tommy are holed up in the little tent with him. In the few days that the island representative has been here, they've learned a few things about them. They're mostly mute, only contributing a few words to a conversation. They can be quite blunt, but are mostly happy to let people prattle on. And, the one Tom was most worried by, they found the weirdest things to sell. He thought after having a museum to collect odd animals it would be fine, but apparently, the island representative still wanted to hand Timmy anything they found. Timmy asks, Tommy's echo coming a second later. The island representative, instead of answering verbally, simply hands over a pile of fish. Timmy looks delighted at the opportunity for business, while the island representative simply waits for their bells. As Timmy gently sifts through the fish, Tom spies a wasp in a jar mixed in there somewhere, along with an oarfish larger than both his nephews combined. He's learnt not to question the size of his villagers' pockets. Timmy dutifully hands over the bells, Tommy looking up from his drink to echo him. Then, the island representative bumps him accidentally as they walk over to his crafting bench and make themselves a new fishing rod. They take a few seconds to deposit bells in the bank before moving on out of the tent. Timmy exclaims. Tommy echoes before giggling. His nephews fall over into giggles, laughing at a joke that Tom doesn't quite understand. It might also be the fact that it's past midnight. He'll send them to bed soon, although that thought is cut off when the island representative comes back in with another pocketful of fish, standing there silently while Timmy hands over the bells. Tom reminds him, worried that his nephew's business will be quickly run to the ground. Timmy asks. Tommy adds, nodding sagely. Tom looks at them, two great little businessmen in the making, and simply waits for the island representative to return with another pocket of fish, although this time there are a few moths mixed in too.
Chapter 2. Summary. Mira asks as she gets to work on her newest flimsy fishing rod. She takes a breath, unsure how to word this. Tom says. Mira deadpans. Another villager enters, Stinky this time. Mira asks, worried sweat drops appearing on her head. Stinky repeats, panicking as well. Tom assures. Mira does not look assured. Tom says. Then, as if summoned, the island representative stumbles into the tent, water dripping off of them and onto the floor. They look around at the gathered villagers and dash to the crafting bench. Tom sees them make something out of pearls and then drop some bells off into the bank. His mind briefly wanders to his nephews and wonders what horrors he'll have to help them keep stock of. The sopping wet island rep knocks Stinky on the way out, who helpfully traps them in a conversation. He says. The island rep pauses for a second before saying brightly, and running out the tent flaps. The three watch them go before turning back together. Tom explains. Mira yells, dashing out after them. Stinky turns to the crafting bench and then pauses. He asks, trying to look innocent, even though Tom can see the half-finished weights in front of him. He's not sure they do, but he sends Stinky over there anyway, hoping that maybe he'll purchase some pre-made ones instead.
Chapter 3.
Summary.
Blathers was excited when Tom asked him to come over to his island. Brand new ecosystem, brand new creatures. Well, normal creatures, but a whole bunch of them. And a brand new museum. And a brand new supporter. The island representative helped build the museum, and truthfully, Blathers was grateful that they gave him so many new fish, fossils, and, shudder, bugs. But sometimes they were a little odd. Of course, Tom briefed him quickly before he settled down properly. This was an accepting island, and sometimes the island representative may be a bit awkward, or blunt, or do things that may seem a bit out of place, but they were genuinely helpful. Like bringing Blathers a whole bunch of fossils that he had never even seen before, and in such great quality. But then, the oddities became apparent. Like running and dripping wet and happily giving him handfuls of deep sea creatures to add to his exhibits, or rocking up at 4 a.m.
Or somehow handing over a shark with their hands that they caught with a fishing rod.
But this was not the worst. No, not even the wasps and spiders were the worst. It was the amount of extra stuff they seemed to produce. Blathers made the mistake of stopping by the Nook's Cranny while the museum was renovated. Timmy and Tommy were delightful, and they had a marvelous selection of items, but then he caught sight of the fish. There was a veritable mountain of fish, insects, and even a few fossils he had assessed earlier that day. Blathers asks, shuddering as his eyes land on the three wasp nests just sitting in the corner. Tommy says, happily waving Blathers over to the pile while his twin echoes him. Timmy pipes up, eagerly grabbing one with his bare paws. What if an awful wasp crawls out to sting him? And holding it out. Blathers says, awkwardly sidestepping. Tommy says happily. Timmy re-emphasizes, pointing at the giant thing in the corner, which, on closer inspection, turns out to be a spider crab. Blathers says, feeling faint. The twins seem delighted at further business and eagerly agree to call him about any new species that happen across their store. It's still on his mind later in the week when the island representative comes in to give him a fossil, but their pockets are bulging. He refuses to think on what kind of fascinating creatures are being sold and instead informs them of this fascinating T-Rex torso. The end.
If you enjoyed this podfic, please be sure to give the author a comment at their original work. And if you'd like to hear more from the group of us, please check out the Team Quack collection from Voice Team 2024.
Quack!
I thought we were doing
Animal Crossing. Are we Animal Crossing it? Okay.
I don't know.
You have so much choice.
Truly, the funniest part is everyone having to say poop after them.
It's so good.
So hard.
I think I jumped in on Black Glass once before they were done.
Apparently, the island representative still wanted to hand Timmy anything they found.
It's all right. A steam train's just going to casually roll by here.
I'm like, is this Discord or is this something else?
Oh, no.
Did you guys hear me or was it way too high?
We got nothing.
We're gonna have nothing. We might need to say something when we're done.
Yeah.
Okay. Shall I try it again?
Yeah, sure.
Boop.
They take a few seconds to deposit bells in the bank before moving on out of the tent.
Boop.
Timmy exclaims.
Boop.
Discord, you suck.
Just like really low. Boop.
It's a trust fall, you guys. We'll figure out how it sounds later. It's a surprise to all of us.
It's gonna be so good.
Yep. All right. Boop.
Tommy echoes.
Boop.
Tommy echoes before giggling.
Boop.
His nephew.
I don't know if you guys were hearing me, so
we can hear you this time. I don't know why this works.
Incredible.
I've been lost, but we can hear Black Glass this time.
Why should anything be normal?
His nephews fall over into giggles, laughing at a joke that Tom doesn't quite understand. It might also be the fact that it's past midnight. He'll send them to bed soon, although that thought is cut off when the island representative comes back in with another pocketful of fish, standing there silently while Timmy hands over the bells. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
The island rep pauses for a second before saying brightly, and running.
This chapter is peak, guys.
This is pretty great.